Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight, a great show. Count Basie, Diane Schur, Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, and many more. So stick around. Now, to get us started, we'll be hearing from Ella Mae Morris from Nat King Cole. And right now, let's get on the right track with Buddy Morrow and Night Train.
And you're happy when you're blue. It isn't very hard to do. And you'll find happiness without an end whenever you pretend. Remember, anyone can dream. Nothing's bad as it may seem. The little things you haven't got could be a lot if you'd pretend. You'll find a love you can share, one you can call all your own. Just close your eyes, she'll be there. You'll never be alone. And if you sing this melody, you'll be pretending just like me. The world is mine, it can be yours, my friend. So why don't you pretend? Sing this melody, you'll be pretending just like me. The world is mine, it can be yours, my friend. So why don't you pretend?
Story from Ella Mae Morse. Song written by Ted Kohler and Harold Arlen back in 1944 called Tess's Torch Song. It was in a film called Up in Arms with Dinah Shore. Before that, it was Nat King Cole and one of those great ballads that came out of the early 50s. This one from 1952, a wonderful song called Pretend. Most popular version was this one by Nat King Cole, also a big version by Ralph Martiri. And we started off on that rocky road. Actually, it was a train ride, the Night Train, with Buddy Morrow. He recorded this also in 1952, got up to number 27 on the hit parade that year. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this week back in 1862 that a gentleman by the name of Richard Gatling of Indianapolis patented his machine gun known as the Gatling Gun. On this week back in 1932, CBS Radio presented the first broadcast of Buck Rogers in the 21st, or actually the 25th century. And on this week back in 1911, Georges Claude of Paris, France, patented a neon advertising sign, and neon advertising was on its way. Let's get on our way with more music. We'll be hearing from Ella Fitzgerald, from Harry James. Right now, it's Michael Bublé and Summer Wind.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights went flying by. World was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind. The autumn wind and the winter wind, they have come and gone. But still the days, those lonely days go on. But guess who sighs his lullabies through nights that never end? My fickle friend, the summer wind. Friend, the summer wind. Ooh, that summer wind. Warm, warm summer wind. That summer
wind. When all the world is a hopeless jumble and the raindrops tumble all around, heaven opens a magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found, leading from your window pane to a place behind the sun, just a step beyond the rain. Star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, somewhere. Troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you. Fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
Oh, folks, it doesn't get much better than that. That was Ella Fitzgerald with Billy May's Orchestra and that great song from, well, Over the Rainbow. With Judy Garland did this, big version of it, Larry Clinton, Bob Crosby, and Glenn Miller. This all from 1939. Before that, it was Harry James and the 2 o'clock Jump, written by Harry James, Count Basie, and Benny Goodman back in 1941. And we heard from Michael Bublé with a Johnny Mercer tune called Summer Wind. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, on this week back in 1956, the average salary of football coaches at state universities was a staggering $11,005, according to a survey released on that day. Needless to say, football coaches have had their salaries increased a little bit since then. And on this week, back in 1912, Pop Warner was a legendary coach of the Carlisle School for Indians in Pennsylvania. And on this day, Carlisle hammered Army 27-6. Playing at right halfback on the Army team was a future U.S. war hero and president, Dwight David Eisenhower. Back to music now. We're going to be hearing from Count Basie, from Diane Schur. And here's Sinatra with Billy May and Yes Indeed.
You'll shout when it hits you, yes indeed. Yes, you'll shout when it hits you, yes indeed. When the Spirit moves you, you'll shout hallelujah. When it hits you, you'll holler, yes indeed. Shout when it hits you, yes indeed. Yes, you'll shout when it hits you, yes indeed. When the Spirit moves you, you'll shout hallelujah. When it hits you, you'll holler, yes indeed.
They sparkle, they bubble. They're gonna get you in a than their eyes. They make me feel so happy, they make me blue. No stalling, I'm falling, falling in a great big way for you. My heart is jumping, you sure started something with them their eyes. You'd better watch them if you're wise. They sparkle, they bubble, they're gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. You got a certain little cute way of flirting with them their eyes. You're overworking them, there's danger lurking in.
Count Basie wrote it, and Count Basie played it. It was called Shorty George. We heard from Diane Shore from her CD called In Tribute, and a great 1933 tune called Them Their Eyes. And we heard from Sinatra with Billy May, and a song written by Cy Oliver back in 1943 called Yes Indeed. And Billy May, by the way, had a birthday, born on this week back in 1916. And in 1944, on this week, Frank Sinatra began a long and successful career with Columbia Records. And, if that wasn't enough, on this week back in 1948, This Is Your Life debuted on NBC Radio. Ralph Edwards hosted the radio show for 2 years and nine more on television. That was between 1952 and 1961. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, we'll be hearing from Sarah Vaughan from the Duke Ellington. And right now, believe it or not, it's Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga, and it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Well, mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do I, 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 do I?
No, it don't mean a thing. All you gotta do is swing. Do I, 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 do I? Makes no difference if it's sweet or it's hot.
Give it all the rhythm that you got.
Oh, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do I, 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 do I?
If it's sweet or hot,
just give that rhythm everything you got.
Oh, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do I, 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 do I.
said adieu to love, don't ever call again, for I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love, I've locked my heart, I'll keep my feelings there, I have stopped my heart with icy frigidaire. Cause I'm through with love. Why did you lead me to think you could care? You didn't need me, for you had your share of slaves around you to hound you and swear with deep emotion, devotion to you. Goodbye to spring. And all it meant to me, it can never bring the thing that used to be. For I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love. Why did you lead me to think you could care? You didn't need me, for you your share of slaves around me to hound me and swear with deep emotion, devotion to you. Goodbye to spring and all it meant to me. It can never bring the thing that used to be, for I'm through with love. I'm through with love. For every time I fall in love, something always happens to me. That's why I'm through with love.
The great Sarah Vaughan and a Gus Kahn, Matty Malnack tune from 1931 called I'm Through With Love. This was in a film called Some Like It Hot. Before that, Duke Ellington and Things What They Ain't What They Used To Be, written by Mercer Ellington in 1953 in a famous film called Cabin in the Sky. And we heard from a recent recording by Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga, and a Duke Ellington tune. Irving Mills also wrote it back in 1932, called It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing, on the Hit Parade by Duke Ellington. It was on this week back in 2001 that Columbia Records released Tony Bennett's Playing With My Friends, Bennett Sings the Blues. And speaking of Duke Ellington, on this week back in 1940, the Duke Ellington Orchestra popped into Fargo, North Dakota's Crystal Ballroom for a dance concert. Duke had the good sense, or good fortune, for Ellington fans to record it. The concert's swing and intensity foreshadowed a 1956 appearance in Newport that became Ellington's biggest-selling album and put the band back on a popular upswing. And on this week in 1942, America's Yankee Doodle Dandy, George M. Cohan, died at the age of 64. He was a legendary songwriter whose spirited and star-spangled tunes lit up Broadway and would be a part of Americana forever. Remember, give my regards to Broadway and over there, and you're a grand old flag. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing. Coming up, it'll be Natalie Cole. We'll have Frank Sinatra. Right now, Patty Austin with the WDR Big Band and Hard-Hearted Hannah.
In old Savannah, I said Savannah, the weather there is nice and warm. The climate's of the southern brand. But there is one thing that I do not understand. No, they got a gal there, mighty pretty gal there, who's colder than an Arctic storm, got a heart just like a stone. Even the Iceman leave her alone. They call a hard-hearted Hannah the Vamp of Savannah, the meanest gal in town. Leather is tough, but Hannah's heart is tougher. She's a gal who loves to see men suffer, to tease them, thrill them, torture and kill them. That's her delight, they say. I saw her at the seashore with a great big pan. There was Hannah pouring water on a drowning man. She's hard-hearted Hannah, the Vamp of Savannah, GA. They call her hard-hearted Hannah, the Vamp of Savannah, the meanest gal in town. Well, you talk about your cold refrigerated mamas. Let me tell you, she's the polar bear's pajamas. To tease them and thrill them and torture and kill them. That's her delight, they say. An evening spent with Hannah sitting on your knees is like traveling through a lobster in your BBD. She's hard-hearted Hannah, the Vamp of Savannah, GA. Yeah, she's cold, colder than an Arctic storm. She's cold, colder than an ice cream cone.
Just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then rings, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought of it, about the end of it, when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear amen. Here's hoping we'll meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings.
just one of those things. If we thought of it, about the end of it, when we started painting that town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, goodbye, bye bye, goodbye, baby and amen. Here's hoping we'll meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things.
Route 66, Bobby Troup wrote it back in 1946, was in a TV series called Route 66. This was Natalie Cole singing a song made popular by her dad, Nat King Cole. He had it on the hit parade in 1946 at number 11. Before that, Sinatra with Nelson Riddle, a Cole Porter tune called Just One of Those Things. And we heard from Patty Austin with the WDR Big Band and a Jack Yellen tune called Hard-Hearted Hannah in a film called Pete Kelly's Blues. Well, speaking of Sinatra, Hollywood stars Ava Gardner and Frank Sinatra married on this week back in 1951. Gardner had already been married twice, once to Mickey Rooney and to bandleader Artie Shaw, and Sinatra had been married once to Nancy Barbato, mother of his two children. His divorce from Barbato became final just days before he married Gardner. The couple stayed together until 1957. And on this week, it was the SS Edmund Fitzgerald sank 17 miles from the entrance to Whitefish Bay on Lake Superior, taking all 29 crew members down with her. Let's get back to more music. We have time for a couple more. It's Ella Fitzgerald and Day In, Day Out.
Day in, day out, the same old hoodoo follows me about. The same old pounding in my heart whenever I think of you. And darling, I think of you day in and day out. Tell you how my days begin. When I awaken with a tingle. One possibility in view, that possibility of maybe seeing you. Come rain, come shine, I meet you and with me the day is.
Well, folks, we heard from Ella Fitzgerald with Nelson Riddle and a Johnny Mercer tune, Day In, Day Out. And this is the Cincinnati's own Blue Wisp Big Band, and I Won't Dance. We're running out of time right now, so it's time to say goodbye until next week. Thank you so much for being with us. I hope you'll come back Saturday night between 10 and 11 for lots more great music next week on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.